He was here. Okay, Rabbi Sai. We are holding Yishalmi Dmai Daf Lamed Zayin. Okay, if you remember, the Mishnah was talking about different cases where, of different exceptions to the rule when you are Neman in Dmai. So here we're going to have another exception to this rule. The Gemara says, this is actually a brisa. Let's say this Amoritz pulls out Meiser Sheni. Omer Lehem, I'm holding Lamed Zion in the middle. That's what we.
What page are you on?
English 37A1.
37A1.
37A1, three lines down from the top.
Okay.
At the two dots, as they say. Okay, so here is another exemption to when we believe in Am Haaretz. Okay? Let's say the Am Haaretz took this Meiser Sheni out. Amar Lehen, he said, Parihu. This is redeemed Meiser Sheni, meaning I separated it and I redeemed it on money. So therefore you can eat this now. So what's the story? Would you think that's okay?
We didn't see him do any of it.
What?
We didn't see him do any of it.
We didn't see him do any of it. So it shouldn't be any different than the Mai. The Gemara says Neman. The Gemara says he is believed. And the footnote says, and the footnote, which is footnote 7, goes through back and forth and says the bottom line is, since it's we had this early in the Masechta, we had a klal, emas amaritz, emas certain things, the sanctity of the thing is on him, and he's worried about lying about it. Meiser Sheni is one of those things. Okay, so he's believed. But let's say he says, Padi li, excuse me. I took care of it, but you know something? If you don't trust me, you take care of it yourself. He's not believed because he's already raised suspicions. Okay. Mm-hmm. In other words, his lack of confidence was not a mile in this case. Okay. So the Gemara says, referring back to a machlekes we had yesterday, Masnisa Drabeliezer, he laser he. This has to be Reblazer's Shita. Why? Drablazer Aymer, I Neman al Shani, Neman al Arishain. Remember, we had a machlekes yesterday, whether if you're Neman al Arishain, I'm Iser Rishain, you're automatically Neman al Shani, or is it the other way? Like Reblazer says, if you're Neman al Shani, you're automatically Nemal Arisha. And this has to be according to Blazer. Why? Because fine, he's telling you, I took this Meister Shani out and I was pited. So you believe it. And we believe him, right? How about the Meister Rishon? There's Meister Rishon in here that's untithed, right? It's Tevel Agabi Meister Rishon. That's the whole problem with my. Must be it's for Blazer Shita. Once he's Neman on one, he's Neman on the other. The Gemara is going to challenge this. Okay, I'm Reb Yaisi.
It forces the acceptance of the first because you can't have the second. You have to do it that way.
Whatever the time, but we had a machlekes yesterday between Reb Blazer and the Chachamim. Whatever that time was, either because I think there was a certain we said. He's not to have done it out of order. That was maybe Shitas Chachamim, that if you Neman al Rishon, you're automatically Neman al Sheni. This had it, maybe it was that other thing. Whatever the time was, this has to be the reason. So Rabbi Yossi says, not necessarily Mehechitesi, as he say in Yeshiva. Devi Akoli, it's not Toli and not Machlaikis. Why? Also Isaac can say Sefes Habikurim. They're going to treat it like supplemental Bikurim. This is a great footnote 14. I love this one. Primae Bikurim are those fruits where the owner designated and marked as Bikurim. Additional fruits that did not emerge early or were not initially designated as Bikurim may be added to the baskets of Bikurim to increase the size. If you remember a little bit, Mishnah's Bikurim, they used to want to make the baskets nice. The basket itself was beautiful, and then they wanted to have as many fruits in it. So those things were called Tesevus Bikurim, and there was nothing meaningless like Gabi Tum and Tahara. In other words, they have like Dine Bikurim in it. So just like you have a din of Tesevus Bikurim, which is what? Ma Tesevus Bikurim Ne'echelas B'Tahara. Has to be eaten B'Tahara, not with Tum. Upaturim and Admai, and it is Potter from the Mai, right? Because it has that same din like we had right in the beginning of the Masechta, which is, then I'll refer you to, just to remind you, that Mishnah on Halacha Gimel of the Masechta, which is Daf above Mebeis and Zion, right? He said, Chalas Am Oros Vam Adum Alukuch Bekesav HaShishenim, and so on. And I think that thing was also maybe Bikurim. Okay? So, I'm not sure, but actually it's not in that Mishnah, sorry. But we know that Bikurim is Patim Nadmai, either because it was Machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Ishia, because Amos Amaharetz al Bikurim, or because it just wasn't in the Takana, whatever that, right, in the Machlekes, but Bikurim was not. So we said, just like Bikurim wasn't, Tosefes Bikurim wasn't. So here also, since, as you said, Shapsi, if Meister Shani was taken out, Meister Rishon needed to have been taken out, that's like Tosefes Meister Shani. So therefore,
Meister Shani is the Tosefes Meister Shani of the Meister Shani, right?
That's what the Gemara wants to say. Absen nechom yishtab Meister Shani min harishai. And so too, the protus is eaten as Meister Shani, right? So it's the same thing. So you don't have to say this is Tali in the Machlekes or Belezo and the Chachamim, whether Neman and this and Neman on that. No. The fact that it's Meister Shani means everything that comes along with it is also Neman. And you can say it in other words. When I was learning with Shlaini yesterday, he rejected right away this idea of Reblazer. Shlomi said, "What are you talking about? If this has a din of extra kedusha, right? If this is a din of Meister Shani, it's a Meister Shani. You can't start saying Neman on this and Neman on that, right? We don't start looking. Oh, Meister Shani, but how about the Meister Rishon on it? It's Meister Shani, and there's Amos Amaretz on Meister Shani, and that was not." Either again, like the Machlekes, it's either not in the original Tekana or whatever, right? That's basically what the Gemara is trying to say here.
I'm not clear on the Aloha the Bikur.
The
Tosef is Bikurim. I'm not clear why.
The Bikurim, if a Kohen, if an Amoritz comes to the Beis HaMikdash and gives a Kohen a basket of Bikurim, he doesn't worry about the Mai. He can eat it. Because that's the halacha. Just like, for instance, Bikurim has the same din as Truma, right? Truma is not part of the whole union of Demai. Truma Gedayla, I'm talking about, right? So Bikurim is the same thing.
If someone has Tavol, they take off Meister Rishon, but they didn't take Truma. Is there Truma in the Meister Rishon?
Yeah. I mean, it's Tavol.
Yeah, so. How come we don't say that Meister Shani is a rice region?
Listen, you guys are saying good. You know why? Because if you keep on going to Gemara, also Rabbi Chananya, B'Shem Rabbi Yisi, he says, don't be such a chacham to Rabbi Lezer. This is totally in the Machlekes. If you're gonna say you can eat this, it's because Nemana Meister Shani is Nemanah Meiser Rishon, not because of any of this Tosefes Bikurim Lamdas or anything like that. Okay? And that's how the Gemara ends off.
The Gemara ends off that there's no such thing as Bikurim Lamdas?
I think Bikurim is,
you can't extrapolate from that to apply.
Correct. You can't extrapolate. Bikurim is a din like it's truma. The bikurim is called truma, right? So that is a din that d'may is not, the whole takana had, was not chal on bikurim, and therefore tosefes bikurim was schlepped along with that. But then meichin taisi here, somebody says something's meiser shemim. Maybe there's a problem with meiser rishon. You have to hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's how the Gemara comes out. Okay.
I never really did focus on why is the takana only on meiser rishon.
Remember the whole thing with because not to take truma out is more chomer. There's misud de shemayim involved, and therefore, whenever there's misud de shemayim involved, right? Bikurim is not. I do not believe, but bikurim is called truma. So it's the same kind of thing.
So what's the reason that it's such a 140th, 160th? It's such a small amount that it's de minimis anyway. So
we may have it. I don't remember. That sounds like a gisfara. I don't remember. The bottom line was that when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai went and did his investigation, over Eretz Yisrael, he said that, as article put it, a significant minority did not take out Meisers, but that was not true about Truma. Everybody basically took Truma. Everybody is Makan on Truma. Okay? So now we have a Machlekes. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah tell us? Okay? The Mishnah said like this. In Misha Kara Shein L'Trumas Meiser Shal D'mai, he was already Karashem. So the Mishnah had the following lashon: Loy Yitleim B'Shabbos. What does that mean? Loy Yitleim B'Shabbos. So we teached, you may not give them to the ani or to the kayan, right? That's what we said. It doesn't mean you may not, take them. It's not also to take them because you were already karashay, right? That's what we said. So the Gemara says, it speaks it out. Kaini masnisa, right? That is what the Mishnah is saying. Loi yitnein b'Shabbos. You may actually not give them to the Kohen on Shabbos, but there's no problem with separating the previously designated tithes, right? Once you do it, it is mutter to take off yourself. Okay? The sanin and tamon. And how do we know this? Because we learned a similar halacha in the Mishnah in Beitza. Beishamai Aimrim. Beishamai says, Ein moilichin chalo matanos l'chayim b'yomtem. We have a din of chalo, which everybody knows, right? You have to take chalo out of 5 pounds of flour, right? And we also have a din of matnas kahunas roya vel chayayim akeva every time you shecht chulin even, right? So we know you're a lot of bake on Yom Tov, and we know you're a lot of shecht on Yom Tov. So what do you do with the challah? Of course, you take challah and you take out the matanas. You have to, right? So how about actually giving them to the kohen, right? You're certainly allowed to take them out.
So we can have tickets. In other words, that's being the second food. We normally don't have a second on Shabbos.
Yeah, but on Yom Tov, but not Lagabi Chubas and Maestros. You'll see soon. You can't mean the second Chubas and Maestros on Yom Tov. And the Gemara is going to speak that out. So let's say, Ein Malichan means you cannot deliver it. Bein Shohurmu Me Emesh. Whether it's separated yesterday, whether it's separated today, it does not matter. You may not deliver it. In other words, this is not a machlekes that's totally in, one of the well-known themes in Beitza is, could you have done an Erev of Yom Tov, right? Beishamai's by warning, it doesn't matter whether you did it Erev of Yom Tov or you did it on Yom Tov, it does not matter. You can't deliver it. Beisil Matirin. And Basil says, no, it's okay. What's the reason for the machlaikis? Right? Let's just stop here for a second. What's the reason for the machlaikis? There's a general problem of taking Trumas and Maisrus on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Because it's because of Misakein, right? So there's also a problem, as we learned in our Mishnah, of delivering it to the Kohen, either because a person's going to see it and say, and a person, if they're allowed to deliver it, they're going to come themselves to actually do it themselves, or because somebody's seeing it and will say, oh, he's delivering it, must be you're allowed to do these things. So it's like one time is because you may come to do it, one time is because of a Maris Ayin. That's a very important it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and it comes out to be important. Okay, so here the halacha in the Mishnah in Beisa is everybody holds that you may not deliver Trumas and Maisrus to a Kohen on Yom Tov. Everybody holds that Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Machlokes between Beishamai and Beisilol is Chala and Matnas Kahuna. Is Chala Matnas Kahuna schlepped in, right? Is that schlepped into that Gezerah of not delivering Trumas and Maisrus? Is it the same thing, light plug? Or we make a chilek. Of course, chalas and matnas kuna, there's no problem with taking them, so there's no problem with delivering them. That's what Beis Hillel says. And Beis Shammai says, no, it's a light quote. Okay? I just want to say, this is important, okay, what I'm about to say. I may not understand it so clearly myself, but it is important to know, and it's in the variant box here. Okay, that is not the way the Bavli learns this at all. The Bavli learns that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold you are allowed to deliver Chala Matnas Kahuna. Okay, the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Trumas and Maisrus. Can you deliver those? Beis Hillel holds you can deliver Trumas and Maisrus. Beis Shammai says you can't. Okay. So that's a big difference. And what does it come out? It comes out that according to the Yerushalmi, our Mishnah may be going like Beis Shammai, which is a very odd thing, right? If you hold that it's Beis Shammai Shita that you can't deliver Trumas and Maisrus to the Kohen on Yom Tov, and Shabbos, that's what our mission is saying, right? So that's problematic, okay? So there's a couple, basically the Rambam says, if you see, some explain that the Rambam solves this problem, maintaining that Bavli and Yerushalmi differ regarding the interpretation. Yerushalmi Taka understands our mission as only delivering, like we spoke out. We're talking about loy yitlein, remember? Means, does it mean taking a separating? No, the Rishami says it means delivering. The Bavli doesn't learn it that way. The Bavli holds that loy yitlein means actually separating. That is a machlekes whether you can actually separate it, even though you're a karshem, whether you can separate it. And that's how you get out of that whole problem. But that is not the Shitas Yerushalmi, and let's keep on going in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, Hado Yolfa Menahi, our halacha, the extent to which our halacha goes, you learn out from that Mishnah, Bahi Yolfa Menado, and the extent of that Mishnah, you learn out of our Mishnah. Hado Yolfa Menahi, Mishnah, there's two Mishnahs. One is a Mishnah in Dmai, one is a Mishnah in Beza.
Oh,
yeah, there's two Mishnayos. Remember, we're just quoted a Mishnah in Beitzah, the first Mishnah, right? So each one tells you something about the other. Hado Yolfam Nahi, our Mishnah, you learn out from there why he yumped of he Shabbos. That said, Mefurish, that both are the same, Lagabi delivering, yumped of Shabbos is no difference. Did our Mishnah say anything about yumped? No. Did that Mishnah say Shabbos and Yom Tov? Yes. So that's how you know there's no difference. no space, no airspace, as they say. Okay, he yolfa min hada, and that Mishnah you learn out from our Mishnah, the din of limudin. Remember, we had the second part of our halacha was can't deliver it, but what, Rabbi Oberstein? If he comes to eat it, as long as it's not unusual, as long as he's a regular guest, you can let him eat those things in your house. So how do you know that's the case? The Mishnah in Maseches Beis says nothing about him coming over and eating it. So that halacha you learn out of our Mishnah. Avo b'she'en limudim, you're not only allowed to eat it in the house, it tells you further only if he's accustomed to it, but if he's not usually there, like solak al barnasha mechal pisase bevesi the chavre, doesn't enter the mind of a person who's not a regular guest to eat at somebody's house. So it looks funny, and then you get back and eat it to this maris ayin thing or to this xayir thing. Once you do it differently, then it's gonna raise questions in people's minds. Okay. And now let's try to run through this very, very important, these halachas, the mamish halacha lemaisa, okay? These are wonderful. Ubalbad shiyadiyah. Remember, we had the halacha, if you invite him over to your house, this kohen, and he eats these matonos, right? You have to let him know they're matonos. They're not regular food. Right? So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. It's not the most generous thing you're doing. You would be more generous if you gave him regular food, but you're letting him eat the matanos he otherwise would have had. Why? Because of? Gnevus das. Okay? And if you look at the footnote 10, you'll see it's machlekes, whether gnevus das is a deraisa or a derabbanon. Okay? Others maintain this prohibition is merely rabbinic. The Bach and the Chayshim Mishpat. Okay? So in any event, we have a number of halachas which we can derive from this similar idea about Gnevus Das. Tani, we learned in a Braisa. If you know your friend is absolutely not interested in eating at your house, don't make a whole thing about inviting him as if you're like, You're really not interested in having him either. You know he doesn't want to. You just want him to put on a show. That's not acceptable. That's called Gnevus Das. Same thing with gifts. Don't offer him a lot of gifts. You know he's not going to take gifts. Again, that cannot be the source of the reason that you're offering. What is implied by that word? Yada duhurachitz. Here's an example. He knows that he has already washed his hands. He troubles himself. He says, come wash with me, right? Which is pretty minor. And still, you have to worry about it. Over Yerushalayim and in Yerushalayim, just to show you how makbid they were in Gnevus Das, if he was a person that usually got invited out and he was already invited out, he used to switch this thing that he wore on his hand from left to right to show that he was already invited out. Like, don't bother me. Like, don't make a show, okay? Here's a few more halachas. Let's see if we can finish them. Tani, there is a halacha which used to be a very prevalent minig of serving wine to the Avelim in the Beis HaAvel. And so the halacha that goes along with this is do not serve it to him in a red glass, which is going to make it look like it's more expensive wine, like it's redder wine. But basically, because he's going to make you think that it's going to make him think that he owes you something for a $50 bottle when you're giving him, like, you know, Rashi. You're giving him Malaga, Ketam, you know. No, because they used to serve Avelim wine.
That's not relevant to the story.
Yeah, it's a Gnevus Das issue.
wouldn't be
if it wasn't. 100%. As a matter of fact, if you look at the footnote, I'm not going to speak it out. He says you find two other cases where the same problem with serving it in a glass. Tony, we learned. Let's say you have a city where Goyim and Yisrael live, which is like Baltimore. Hagaboyim, Goyim, Yisrael, Mishal, Goyim. The charity collectors collect from both Goyim and Yidden. And Mepharnas and Ani Yisrael, Ani Goyim. And they can Mepharnas both Yidden and Goyim. And the footnote brings down that there's in another place, there's no girsa of you take the money from Goyim. You could even be Mepharnas. If there's Goyim and Yidden, even if only Yidden give the money, you can give Goyim and Yidden b'pnei darkei shalom. Okay? Umavakun chayli Yisrael v'chayli Goyim. Because of darkei shalom and mavakar, both Yidden and Goyim. The kayvin meisi Yisrael meisi Goyim. And if you find Achmana Litzlan bodies, and some are Jewish and some are Goyim, and we're the people that found it, the Yidden, we have to bury both. Chas v'shalom, it doesn't mean along. It doesn't mean in the same place. He speaks that out. U'menachmen abeli Yisrael v'abeli Goyim. And you have to give nicham abelim for both. Right? Again, b'pnei darkei shalom. U'machnisin klei Goyim u'klei Yisrael. And you have to give back, right? The metzias, if you find a goyish of things, you have to give it back to both. B'pnei darkei shalom. There's some gears of machapsin, but I think this makes a little bit more sense, I think, in context. Girdoi shalom Rabbi Imi. And this is the big one. The group of weavers inquired of Rabbi Imi, Yoy mishta shal goyim mahu. How about a wedding feast? If a colleague invites you to their wedding and you feel it would be Ava not to go, can you go? Savar Mishri Laiman Hach, we thought because of this brisa b'tei darkei shalom you would be allowed to go to the wedding. B'tei darkei shalom, Amar Lain Rabbi Ba says not so fast. Latani, Rabbi Chia, Yoy Mishta Shal Goyim Aser. The day of a wedding feast is Aser because it's like Mamish Takravis of Avodah Zarah. They learn that there's a smachta from a pasuk. I'm Rabbi Imi, Ilule Rabbi Ba. If not for Rabbi Ba, Kfar Hayinu Bayim Lahatar Avodah Zarah Shalehen, we mamish would have been like doing Avodah Zarah because that's what the Gemara equates it with. Baruch Hamakom Shiri Hakonu Mehem. Baruch Hashem, he prevented us from doing Avodah Zarah. Same time tomorrow. Yeah, but now I'm gonna. I don't know about when.